Chapter 2. And it came about afterward that David proceeded to inquire of Jehovah, saying, Shall I go up into one of the cities of Judah? At this Jehovah said to him, Go up. And David went on to say, Where shall I go up? Then he said, To Hebron. Accordingly David went up there, and also his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And the men that were with him David brought up, each with his household, and they took up dwelling in the cities of Hebron territory. Then the men of Judah came and anointed David there as king over the house of Judah. And they came telling David, saying, The men of Jabesh-Gilead were the ones that buried Saul. Hence David sent messengers to the men of Jabesh-Gilead and said to them, Blessed may you be of Jehovah, because you exercised this loving kindness toward your Lord, toward Saul, in that you buried him. And now may Jehovah exercise toward you loving kindness and trustworthiness, and I too shall exercise to you this goodness because you have done this thing. And now let your hands strengthen themselves, and prove yourselves valiant men, because your Lord Saul is dead, and it is even I whom the house of Judah have anointed as king over them. As for Abner the son of Ner, the chief of the army that had belonged to Saul, he took Ish-bosheth, Saul's son, and proceeded to bring him across to Mahanaim, and to make him king over Gilead, and the Asherites, and Jezreel, and over Ephraim, and Benjamin, and over Israel, all of it. 40 years old Ish-bosheth, Saul's son, was when he became king over Israel, and for 2 years he ruled as king. Only the house of Judah proved themselves followers of David. And the number of the days that David proved to be king in Hebron over the house of Judah came to be 7 years and 6 months. In time Abner the son of Ner and the servants of Ish-bosheth, Saul's son, went out from Mahanaim to Gibeon. As for Joab the son of Zeruiah and the servants of David, they went out and later met together by the pool of Gibeon, and they kept sitting, these on this side of the pool, and those on that side of the pool. Finally Abner said to Joab, Let the young men rise up, please, and let them put on a combat before us. To this Joab said, Let them rise up. So they rose up and went across by number, 12 belonging to Benjamin and Ish-bosheth, Saul's son, and 12 from the servants of David. And they began grabbing hold of one another by the head, with the sword of each one in the side of the other, so that they fell down together. And that place came to be called Helkath-Hazurim, which is in Gibeon. And the fighting came to be extremely hard on that day, and Abner and the men of Israel were finally defeated before the servants of David. Now the three sons of Zeruiah happened to be there, Joab and Abishai and Asahel. And Asahel was swift on his feet, like one of the gazelles that are in the open field. And Asahel went chasing after Abner, and he did not incline to go to the right or to the left from following Abner. At length Abner looked behind him and said, Is this you, Asahel? To which he said, It is I. Then Abner said to him, Veer to your right or to your left, and seize one of the young men as yours, and take what you strip off him as yours. And Asahel did not want to turn aside from following him. So Abner said to Asahel yet again, Turn your course aside from following me. Why should I strike you down to the earth? How then could I raise my face to Joab, your brother? But he kept refusing to turn aside, and Abner got to strike him in the abdomen with the butt end of the spear, so that the spear came out from his back, and he fell there and died where he was. And it came about that all those who came to the place where Asahel fell and then died would stand still. And Joab and Abishai went chasing after Abner. As the sun was setting, they themselves came to the hill of Ammah, which is in front of Gaia on the way to the wilderness of Gibeon. And the sons of Benjamin went collecting together behind Abner, and they came to be one company and kept standing upon the top of one hill. And Abner began to call to Joab and say, Is the sword going to eat endlessly? Do you not really know that bitterness is what will develop at last? How long then will it be before you say to the people to turn back from following their brothers? At that Joab said, As the true God is living, if you had not spoken, then only by the morning would the people have been withdrawn, each one from following his brother. Joab now blew the horn, and all the people came to a halt, and did not continue chasing after Israel any more, and they did not renew the fighting any more. As for Abner and his men, they marched through the Arabah all that night, and went crossing the Jordan and marching through the entire gully, and finally came to Mahanaim. As for Joab, he turned back from following Abner, and began to collect all the people together. And there were missing from the servants of David 19 men and Asahel. And the servants of David, for their part, had struck down those of Benjamin and of the men of Abner. There were 360 men that died. And they proceeded to carry Asahel and bury him in the burial place of his father, which is at Bethlehem. Then Joab and his men went marching on all night long, and it became daylight for them at Hebron.